If I knew if I did, something else would happen, I'd never get over here.
Well, you can tell, we don't, no changing around here.
No, no, my bed is there, to be changed now, with the cover all thrown back, and Faye says leave it alone, but we meant to do it yesterday, didn't do it, so this morning we left it, so that's the way it's been.
Mother's used to, we get back from town and disappear. Got to go out
and change
the horse,
and change
the
cows.
Yeah, I'm afraid to go out there and live in the town, Faye, because, if they see me, they'll come up and send me to the gate, surely, and they won't.
Wait for
make an honest living.
They will stand there at that gate all day.
Mm-hmm. And wait for him to come. He certainly has got him trained, though, I tell you.
Feed him one time.
That's it.
I don't think Mammy was ever been over to your house.
Yes, I went over there.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
For a short visit.
Well, it's one of the prettiest places around.
Well, it really was. Yeah, I was over and was in the car once and the monkey came and got all over the car.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah.
But I don't believe I've been over in the inside but once.
The new house?
Yes,
one.
No. I believe you came over before Danny passed away.
Yes. That's
his cows out here.
He had cows.
Okay.
And,
but y'all visit him at
okay.
Right.
Oh, Lord, yes. I never know where they are. I have to see yard and keep a call, and I say, well, they're out in the field somewhere, I don't know. But Faye enjoys going out with him to turn them into the rye, you know. And
that's a good feeling to give them something good to eat in the middle of the winter like this.
Well, it's been real nice for him but they have to come in, and as soon as they hit, they want to keep them out there an hour and a half, or maybe longer.
Uh-huh.
And they put them on, and then it's dark, you know. And that's what worries me about it.
That's right.
Is when they have to go out at night, and I'm just so afraid they'll fall.
That's true.
And step in a ditch or hole, you see. And I can't quite get used to it, to the, you know, the feeding of them being out there. In the dark, knowing that neither one of their eyes are good, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And Faye can have on boots, but still, they are not as big and flat as his.
That's right.
He can miss a ditch when she could fall in. Come on.
Well, they seem to know, though. The cows seem to know. And
yeah,
they're
right good. Now, they had to hunt for one the other day that was had a baby, you know, had a baby calf, and she had hidden way over, and they had gone down with the tractor and couldn't find, she was missing, and then they came back and got the car and went down, and they was fixing to come back and get on the horse and go and fish a time, and I think Guy happened to see the little baby calf, and Sam did before she was dead. Well, you've just had a big, how did they get along? Well, you've gone, I guess.
I just don't know. I know they didn't do much house cleaning. Because I've still got it all to do. I've been back a couple of weeks, and I still don't know where to start.
How long did you stay?
A couple of weeks.
You stayed 2 weeks. Yeah.
I was going to stay 3 or 4 weeks, but Mervyn kept calling me every day. He talked for an hour and a half.
Oh.
It got to be quite a, well, I think the
your telephone
was,
bill was something.
It was $70.
Oh, you mean?
Yeah, he wouldn't shut up. I told him, I said, I'm coming home before we have to go to jail for not paying our phone bill.
Well, I should think so if it was that bad.
So I came on home earlier than I expected to, but it's just the first time I'd ever been away from any husband or the children.
Yeah.
And they just couldn't stay home without.
Well, of course, and just missing Granddaddy too, and all. It was all kind of.
Well, I did that more or less too because of Vernon and the way he felt after losing Daddy. I knew if I left, he'd have double duty to do,
just to do and be busy
and working at the university and taking care of the kids. and worrying about me up there.
Yeah.
He didn't have time to think about that.
Yeah.
And it did him a world of good. So if I had it all to do over, I'd do the same thing. Because
actually, I think they really did sort of were real close together.
Yeah. Yeah, they were. They were very, very close. And it hurt him something terrible.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, him thinking what he did. I guess he just felt, he was just beside himself. So when I left, when he called in and talked to me on the phone, he never even mentioned that.
Uh-huh.
And
mm-hmm.
I asked the kids several times if he was still missing
mm-hmm.
Grandpa, and he said, they said no.
Yeah, because he kept it to himself.
And something else he did while I was gone, he had all of his daddy's belongings right where he could touch them and look at them, and, you know, in his picture right there where he could look at them.
Oh,
cry
he did.
Over. He had everything, all his belongings in one place.
Well, that showed that he was gone.
But then he and the children got real close. The guy says that I'm not to insist that you stay, because he knows how much you've got.
Yeah,
to
I do. I've got.
And
to
I
back.
Just love to. He said that if I insist, that it would make you.
Well, I'm kind of jittery because I got
yeah.
to get back. I tried
yeah.
to call Bourbon before it came over, and I couldn't reach him.
Yeah.
And he's
yeah.
going to be worried sick because he thought we had anthrax or something out there
yeah.
on the place
yeah.
because that hit so quickly with a
yeah.
calf.
Well,
so
we'll just do this again because I told Mother we'd have a lunch, but we'll do it again sometime. When you don't have a calamity over at your house.
Oh, no.
I must get back today because I still want to get some of that meat booked
well,
out for the
what,
dog
uh-huh.
rather than let it all go to waste.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
I can cook some of it up and wrap some of it, freeze it for dogs, and then
oh.
I can use some of it.
So you do have something, you can use it like that.
But,
uh-huh.
It does seem like an awful waste to lose. She had a heart attack. This heifer had a heart attack.
Isn't that something? Have you ever heard of anything?
A heart attack.
And she was only about four and a half months old. November, December, January.
Well, I'm sure glad that it's not something that that might be going through.
Well, that's what we thought. You know, we didn't know.
Yeah.
That's what it could be because she just dropped dead within a half hour. She started staggering, and then the next thing we knew, she was dead.
And had Burma already gone?
Well, see, he went down to milk the cow, and he come back and he says, honey, there's something wrong with Butter's heifer. I said, well, what is it? He says, I don't know. He says, she's acting awful strange. She's weak in the hind quarters and keeps staggering around. And she went over to lay down, he said, and she just fell. So we ate breakfast and looked out the window down at the barn, and there she was stretched out. So he says, I believe that heifer's dying. So I went down to look at her, and I said, yes, she's dying. She'll be dead within the hour. There wasn't much anyone to do. He said, well, I don't understand that. He said, it's just how it happened so quickly. And he thought, well, maybe it was anthrax. You know, the
mm-hmm,
anthrax
mm-hmm.
was killing real quick. So then when I saw that other heifer,
yeah.
I thought, well, it was poisoning from that feed because it just got through feeding her.
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't know what to think it was, and neither did he. So when the vet came out, then he butchered her and found that she had this these clots in her heart because they caused heart attack. It was caused her heart attack.
Isn't that something? Well,
I'm glad you came over then.
Well,
we'll get her again.
Sorry for that then.
I'll come back over on the day when things aren't so.
Well, we enjoyed having the children in Burma over here during the while you was gone.
I really enjoyed hearing about that.
They really did.
He called me up. I bet he talked an hour and a half or 2 hours. I was just telling him we had a $70 phone bill this morning. I said, I had to come home. I couldn't stand that.
Oh,
come and see me when you can.
Well, I will.
I've
come
over
with him. Enjoy seeing
him. I've
yeah.
enjoyed seeing
him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll plan a picnic out there one of these days.
Yeah, we're going to have to.